This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Each year, students from graduate playwriting programs across the country submit their work to Atlanta's Alliance Theater. Those plays are judged, and one writer is awarded the Candida Graduate Playwriting Award and earns their show a full professional production on the Alliance's Hurt stage. This year, the Candida winner is a play called In Love and Warcraft. My colleague Mike John spoke to the playwright about it and has this.
If you're not familiar, the Warcraft of In Love and Warcraft refers to World of Warcraft, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, which has been around since 2004 and has over 7.5 million players worldwide. For the purposes of this play, the game is called
Warcraft Universe, which is a fictional spin-off.
This is Madhuri Shekhar.
And I'm the playwright of In Love and Warcraft,
which is about a woman named Evie.
She's a college senior. She's a very dedicated Warcraft player.
For the noobs out there, the game is similar to Dungeons and Dragons. You pick a side in this ongoing war and build a character, or avatar, who specializes in certain forms of combat. You can be a spellcaster, a melee warrior, an archer, a death knight, a mage, and there are further specifications. You can be a frost mage.
You join a group of fellow gamers online, and you and your alliance complete missions.
You can play a couple of ways, player versus environment or player versus player. You go out on raids, defeat enemies, capture flags, or fight other players to the death for treasure and experience points. The point is, it is an enormous and complex game, allowing players like Evie, to tumble in and get lost.
In Warcraft, that's a place where she can be beautiful and she can be powerful and she could be in control. And she feels, that's when she really feels her sexuality in a way. So Warcraft occupies that place for her. Warcraft gives her that space to fully realize who she wants to be.
When she's not immersed in gameplay,
she's also something of a love doctor, a love guru for her classmates, her peers at college. She writes love letters for guys who've screwed things up with their girlfriends because she's very observant, but also she has never actually been in a real relationship herself.
Until she meets someone and they hit it off and they start dating, but the guy doesn't play Warcraft.
You're in front of the computer all the time.
I told you, it's been really hard for me since Ryan kicked me out of the guild. I've had to pay for my own repairs, figure out new strats for the raids, hook up with noobs who keep screwing up. I even have to trade my dragon for gold.
But that's not real.
It is to me.
Well, that's just weird.
So, not really knowing how to navigate her way through a relationship that takes place in real life, she approaches it like a Warcraft campaign. So, the show is in part about the way that we compartmentalize our lives and how that can keep us from realizing our potential.
She thinks that everything is just a matter of strategy and tactics like in a game. You have to be smart. You have to not take stupid risks. And with the right words, if you're smart, if you choose the right words, anything can be fixed. So it's kind of a cynical view on life. She doesn't recognize that the passion actually came from within her, you know, because it's easy. When you compartmentalize everything, you feel like you're in control of life.
Yeah. When in fact, she's...
She's a mess.
This show is Shekhar's first professional production. She's a recent graduate of the MFA program at the University of Southern California. She submitted her script along with other grad students from all over the country.
The competition is open to graduating MFA students in playwriting around the country. So if you're in your final year, you can send in a play. So I sent it in, and almost exactly a year ago, I got the call from Salisa Kalki at the Alliance saying that I'd won. So,
did they talk to you at all about what it was that put your play to the top of the to the top of the heap?
Well, Salisa was just talking about it. She said that, first of all, it was a comedy, and she sees so few comedies come out of graduate school, so that was really refreshing, and it was really the tone they were going for.
What do you think accounts for that?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
I love comedies. Like, my other play, I have another production going up in L.A., so, like, the two plays that I'm having produced out of graduate school are both comedies, and I love comedy, so I don't know. You know, theater needs more good contemporary comedy, I think.
Clearly, the Alliance agrees. The Candida Award affords this emerging playwright a fully realized production, and the Alliance, in turn, gets this fresh young voice as part of their theater season.
It's such a collaboration, especially since this is such a new play. It's going to see its first professional production, so I'm still absolutely very much working on it.
And as long as the Candida Award continues to bring new work to the stage, the Alliance Theater is very much working on it as well. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Whoa.
in Love and Warcraft is on the Alliance's Hurt stage in Atlanta now through February 23rd. You're going to want to see some more of the costumes in this show. Think broadswords and monsters. We have those posted online, wabe.org/citycafe.